Today, we will go into the core of non-duality. We will go into the core of Advaita and we will understand dependent realities and independent reality. We will understand what an independent reality actually is. And we will also understand, is there anything called as a dependent reality? Do dependent realities actually exist? You will understand more about this by the end of this podcast. So the basic premise of non-duality is that there is just one thing that exists and everything else is a manifestation of that thing and everything else is a projection in that thing. So the premise of the Advaita Vedanta or non-dualism is that a pure intelligence or consciousness is the fundamental essence of this universe. So there was a pure intelligence before the creation of the universe, and this universe is simply a projection in that intelligence, and that intelligence can be called as God or anything else. What we call it doesn't matter. But it is important for us to understand this. Since there was a pure intelligence or consciousness before the creation of the universe, and that pure consciousness is beyond space-time, and it continues to exist even after the dissolution of the universe. Now, if something exists before time and it continues to exist after time, then that same thing should technically be the only reality of the universe also, which is within time-space. The time-space reality and the universe that we see all around us must be simply a manifestation of that same fundamental reality. So the substance of this universe must be that pure consciousness itself. If that pure consciousness is in which the universe is appearing, let me simplify this. There was something which existed before the creation of the universe. That something is very subtle. It is beyond the understanding of human intellect, and it can be called as a pure intelligence or pure consciousness. And before the creation of the universe, that pure consciousness was the only thing that existed. There was absolutely nothing else. So this is the state of pure non-dualism. But even after the creation of the universe, it is still pure non-dualism. That is what we will understand in this podcast. So as per the teachings of Advaita Vedanta and the ancient Upanishads, if we assume that there was a pure intelligence or consciousness before the creation of the universe, that same consciousness was within which the universe was created or projected. And since there was no other substance as such apart from that pure consciousness, this universe itself has to be made of consciousness alone. This is based on simple logic. And since that pure consciousness was what was there before time-space reality, and that pure consciousness is what will remain after the dissolution of the universe and the time-space reality, then that pure consciousness itself must be within time-space reality also and within the universe also. And this universe, the way we see it, must be simply an appearance or a mere illusion. This is an overview of non-duality. Now let's understand this with a simple example. Let's look at the example of clay and a pot. Clay is soil and pot is a form and a shape and a structure given to that soil or clay. Here, clay is the independent reality. Clay exists without the pot. Clay also exists as a pot. Clay even continues to exist after the destruction of the pot. So clay is an independent reality, whereas a pot is a dependent reality. A pot derives its entire existence from the clay. Without the clay, there is no pot. But without the pot, there is still clay. And the pot, even as a pot, is nothing but clay itself. That is the key here. The pot is nothing but clay itself. In and through, there is nothing technically called as the pot. Pot is just a name that we give to that shape, but it is in and through clay. It is nothing apart from clay. So dependent realities actually do not exist. Dependent realities appear to exist. A pot appears to exist. But what is a pot? If we think about it deeply, a pot is nothing but the clay alone. And clay is the independent reality which was there before the creation of the pot, which will continue to exist after the destruction of the pot. And the clay is the only thing that exists in and through the pot as the pot. So clay is the only absolute reality. There is nothing called as the pot actually. It is just an appearance. Just like this, consciousness was there before the creation of the universe. Consciousness will continue to exist after the dissolution of the universe. And even between creation and dissolution, what appears as the universe is consciousness alone, is Brahman alone. This world is simply an appearance to the human mind. There is technically nothing called as the world. There is technically no division, and there is consciousness alone all the time, everywhere. This is how we need to look at dependent realities and independent reality. So the pure consciousness or God is the independent reality, and this entire universe is nothing but God. The world is just an appearance from the point of view of human mind. This is an error, and the name given to this error in Vedanta is Maya. I hope you found this valuable. If you want to understand these concepts in greater depth, you can join our community cum learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. You can find more information by visiting advaita.com. Thank you, and I'll see you on the next one.